Medication can often have multiple uses. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and this week we're featuring women in STEM fields. Today on the Academic Minute, Gayathri Devi, associate professor of pathology and surgery at Duke University, profiles a drug that fights both alcoholism and breast cancer.
Inflammatory breast cancer is a distinct and aggressive type of breast cancer. Unlike other breast cancers, there is usually no solid mass or lump that can be felt during a breast exam or spotted on a mammogram. The tumor cells spread and block the lymph vessels in the skin of the breast, causing swelling, often very painful, and a red coloration, symptoms that can lead to misdiagnosis of an infection. It is a devastating disease that is highly treatment resistant. We analyzed gene expression profiles in patient tumor tissue of IBC tumors and compared to normal breast and non-IBC tumors. We found that IBC tumors are highly redox adapted, which means they can survive even in the presence of high levels of reactive oxygen species, a mechanism that many common cancer therapies use to specifically kill the tumor cells. Unfortunately, this allows the tumors to adapt and become rapidly treatment resistant. Therefore, identifying new strategies that can suppress this redox adaptation could be highly effective. Using this idea as a starting point in our drug discovery efforts, we were excited when we made the surprising observation of a new use of an old drug called disulfiram to kill IBC tumors. Disulfiram has been in use for over 50 years for chronic alcoholism. What we discovered is that disulfiram forms a complex with copper that allows it to enter tumor cells, act as a redox modulator, and selectively promote tumor-specific kill. We are now hopeful that our findings support further investigation of disulfiram as a potential therapy for inflammatory breast cancer to improve clinical outcome.
That was Gayathri Devi of Duke University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
And the scars are still there in the mirror. Every day that she gets herself dressed.